Hey, it's Drake from Verge Magazine and Alternative Sport here on the day after the start of the NFL season. We had our big game starting with the Chiefs facing the Detroit Lions. But before I get into that, I'm going to talk about people that are dear to my heart. I'm saying this so they can be nice to me. My brothers, my pals, my amigos, Stee and Chris from Red Men TV, best Liverpool show out there. You know, how are you guys?
Oh, he's going to talk first. I'm fine, mate. I'm exactly. At the moment. Football-wise, like Liverpool are back. We're doing good and stuff. But most importantly for this, the NFL is back. And that means fantasy footy is back. And we're all into that at the moment. My wife is fuming about how many drafts I've had late this week. But you've got to have it right up until kickoff. So that's important. Last draft was about 3 hours before the NFL season kicked off, leaving it really late. Kelsey falling down the rankings, Cup falling miles down the rankings, and now the NFL back. Sundays are sorted for the next few months and stuff. So yeah, really excited for this season.
Yeah, how many teams are you in?
Five.
Jesus, where you find the time, Stee? How many? How are you? And how many teams are you in?
I am well, thank you for asking. I am in two leagues. I'm one with Chris, and then one with a couple of one I've been in for like a decade now as well. So yeah. In terms of me, I'm just getting ready to be tired all the time. I think that's how the NFL season kind of works for us over in the UK, doesn't it? So, yeah, it's either early mornings up, late mornings, staying awake, whatever. So, yeah, it's, I think I'm well conditioned to it now, though, as well. So I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait. I just, again, Sunday, 6 p.m, red zone, food. Leave me on the couch. I'll see you in 6 hours. Leave me alone.
My time. That's kind of... You know what? It's the only thing that can automatically take the sting out of if our beloved Reds don't do what they should do every week, which is obviously win. You know, automatically we're like, all right, okay, we can ignore that for a little while. We've got what was it, 11 hours of NFL football all every
commercial free football.
I love it. Honestly, I'm going to work on my intros when it comes to that. Definitely for sure. Right, so let's get to it. Let's talk about yesterday's game, first of all, you know, because I've just I said to Chris off camera that I'm an honorary Lions fan because I have to split between you guys because they are now going to be the new daddies of your league, I think, from what I saw. So, Chris, I'll start with you. What's your thoughts on the game yesterday?
Do you know what? They looked really good, to be fair to them. Obviously, big impact on the game is not having Travis Kelce there and suited up and stuff. And, you know, them that wide receiving core not really being able to do too much. But the Lions looked really good. The Lions looked really good, obviously. Just the whole thing, to be honest with you. I think me and Steve were talking about it earlier on. The O-line looked really good, couldn't really get near the quarterback Kansas City, couldn't get near the quarterback and stuff like that. Obviously, play action worked really well for them, but dropping back and straight up passing worked really well. And this 1-2 punch now of Gibbs and Montgomery for Detroit, that has got to scare you a little bit when you're in our division.
And no Gallagher style. Did you see that Chris Jones was actually staring at the loss from the stands? He was like just watching it, just with pretty much with popcorn. I mean, like, oh, I know you guys are going to pay me now. That's for damn sure. Steve, what was your thoughts?
I was amazed. Again, the Chris Jones factor is a huge factor, not playing, but like how much time Jared Goff had to throw the ball. He was untouched, didn't get near him. The one time he got pressured, he did really well actually to avoid him and make a bullet throw to St. Brown. But that was the key to me. I know we all love like wide receivers, skill positions, tight end, running backs. Honestly, the team who gets far in the NFL is always the team with the best offensive line, the team with the best defensive line. They've got the offensive line is a joke. The holes that Montgomery had to run through, that Jared Goff, you know, he was wearing white. He didn't, you know, not an ounce of dirt on him for the whole game. No. And if you can do that to him, he'll be really good. He's not great when he's pressured usually, but if they can hold up like that, they've then got the pieces to be able to, you know, to damage people. And with St. Brown, they've got someone who gets open all the time. So if Jared Goff's untouched, he'll find him time and time again. So it was hugely impressive. I think we should mention, if the wide receivers of Kansas City could catch, they probably would have lost. You know, generally. So that's true. That's something, you know, it's worth mentioning. Like, you know, as well as the Lions played, they were, you know, the Chiefs probably lost, left like 100 yards easy on the pitch, a couple of touchdowns at the end of the game. But listen, they had Mahomes running for his life, and they had Jared Goff standing there like with no one near him. So if they can do that for a season, I must admit I am worried about them as a division champion, because they look very, very strong.
Well, Kadarius Toney, you should be looking at, you know, practicing your catching more than DMing or battling Giants fans on Instagram. You know, you won your participation trophy, Super Bowl. You know, now you can leave us alone, because I think every Giants fan was actually watching that with pride, loving it. You know, so I'm going to ask you guys this. Are you worried that these guys are going to be running your division? Because obviously we got Packers and we got, you know, the Vikings. You know, Steve, I'll start with you. Are you worried because you look it and you should be?
I think they're the best team, yes. I think the Vikings are quite good. I think the Packers are quite good. But I do believe the Lions are the best team in the division now. They should be, really. But I don't think they'd run away with it. I think there'll be all three of our teams, actually. I'm not sure about the Bears. I'm not there with the Bears yet. But I think it'll be like 10-7, 9-8 type all three of these teams. I still think there's enough there with the Lions to suggest that you can get at the secondary, which I don't think's particularly good. But the Packers really, you know, shouldn't win this division this year. That's not really the case. You know, they're a very young team, new quarterback, rookies everywhere, youngest team in the league. They really, if they can do it, fantastic. But it feels like the Lions have built towards this year through the last 2 years, where it feels like the Packers are building towards something down the line. And sorry, Chris, I feel like the Vikings have kind of missed that window a little bit. It feels like this is the year after the window for them. So in terms of team building, it feels like it should be the Lions' time. And like I say, if they can keep Jared Goff standing up and not under pressure, they've got a really good chance of going really far.
Chris?
I still hope, obviously, that the Vikings are able to do it. But like, when you're going into a year and you've lost your star running back in Dalvin Cook, obviously, to the New York Jets, and you're going in with Alexander Mattison, and, you know, you've lost a security blanket for the quarterback in Adam Thielen. Osborne's got to step up. Obviously, we've got the rookie Addison, haven't we, to who's hopefully going to be an absolute star. But the big thing for me is that the Vikings D isn't good, to be honest with you. I just see that we're going to be in a lot of shootouts again. If you're playing fantasy, get the Vikings players in there, get the receivers in there, because you'll be throwing the ball around a lot. Last year, we had another worldly sort of record in close games. I mean, it was ridiculous. Are we going to be able to do that again? Obviously, we came up against your boys and looked awful when it came to actually playing a half-decent side who'd ran into some form and stuff. So I think that will have hurt the mentality of the Vikings. And, you know, you look at the Detroit Lions, their mentality was set on the first drive last night by the head coach, going for it on fourth down in a fake punt. And that is the type of thing that you can build on for the season. It's, you know, I trust my D, I trust my offense. We're going to go and attack this division this season. And those Detroit Lions fans will be having an absolute ball right now, because they know they've got someone who's thinking win, 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 and not just about damage control.
So I'm looking, sorry, go on, see.
You shouldn't underestimate going into Kansas City and winning. And I know there's no Kelsey.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know there's no Jones, but that's a big boy win, really. That, you know, Arrowhead, first game of the season, Super Bowl champions, to go and win. You know, the Lions didn't make the playoffs last year. For all the hype about them, they didn't make the playoffs. You know, they didn't get there. So the fact that they were chosen for that game kind of suggested there was a bit of hype about them. And I think they've proven now that it was probably worth the hype. Sometimes those summer hype teams can flatter to deceive a little bit. It doesn't feel like that with the Lions. It feels like they've got enough going for them. Obviously, I think St. Brown might be one of the most underrated players. And like, no one talks about him. He's so good. He's always open and he catches everything. You know, we saw in that game, you know, getting open is one thing, but catching the frigging ball at the other end of it isn't always the easy thing. He's taught the Packers time and time again. I've seen him all the time. He is so good. He's like a legit number one receiver. So they've got that. They've got the two lines. They've got enough there to be, you know, and what I think is a pretty rubbish, probably poor NFC. It's not very deep, but I don't think the NFC. I think the AFC is loaded. The NFC is pretty mediocre. you know, they've got the chance really to do really well in that in the conference for sure.
I think Gibbs looked amazing as well. You know, he looked like a. I'm upset the fact that I didn't get him on fantasy. I opted for your boy Mattison instead because I was sold by his charm when we got to meet him for him coming over. So, Alexandra, you better produce this weekend because, you know, my fantasy hopes are living and dying on your shoulders. That's for sure. Right. Now, obviously, we're going to get these guys in to speak to us every week. You know, we're going to be chopping it up for NFL as well as celebrating Liverpool wins on the sly when that happens. You know, come back. Don't worry about Arsenal fans. Talk is cheap. Trophies, everything. Anyway, I'm not going to move on to that. I want to ask you guys. I can't help myself. I can't help it.
No, I was thinking that. I'm not going to fire shots.
It's like if someone says, I don't mean to be rude. You know something rude's coming. No disrespect, but oh God, oh Lord, what's happening? Right. I'm going to ask you guys for your, you know, who's going to be the last four teams, your predictions, early ridiculous predictions. You've got 2 weeks to be able to change it. Right now, here and now, overreaction before we've even seen a ball play on a Sunday. Who are your teams for the NFC Championship and the AFC Championship? I will start off with you, Chris.
Okay. NFC, I think it's Eagles, 49ers. I know that's a bit boring, obviously, but they just look like the two best teams right now. AFC, obviously, it's, you know, one day into the season and the Kansas City Chiefs have just dropped out of my title game. Really? I'm picking Burrow and the Bengals. And I'm going to go with they actually face the Chiefs. I'm going to keep the Chiefs in the championship game, but they don't make it to the Super Bowl. So the Bengals, I'm not.
They're going
sold
Bob,
on
you're going
the
Burrow versus Mahomes.
And he wins it again. So the Bengals go to the Super Bowl. I'm not sold on the Bills this year as everybody else. Like they obviously, everyone just thinking they're the third ranked side and stuff like that. I'm not sure. So I go Bengals, Eagles, Eagles, Super Bowl.
And what is it? What's putting you off the Bills? The internal bickering between the quarterback and the wide receiver?
I'll be honest with you. Like Josh Allen is an amazing player. But he had a lot of mistakes last season. Far too many for an amazing player. He needs to eradicate those mistakes. If he eradicates those mistakes, you know, the coaching's absolutely brilliant in Buffalo. But there was a few errors in the coaching as well last season. So I just think that they need everything to go perfectly for them to beat the Bengals and the Chiefs. And I don't think everything's going to go perfectly for them.
Steve, last word on this.
Yeah, man. I mean, might as well start there. I think the Bills will be in the AFC title game. I've gone Bills, Bengals. I agree with Chris on the Bengals. I think it's the Bengals' time. As long as Joe Burrow, it looks like his calf's okay at this moment. And he's very, very rich as well. So good luck. Congratulations to him for just signing that monster deal. So I do think the Bills are really talented, actually. And I think Allen's injury last year was worse than people probably were letting on. I think by the time he got that injury, afterwards, he did struggle, but I do think Bills, Bengals, the AFC is so good. You're leaving out some top teams there, you know, like again, Kansas City. I think Jacksonville are going to be good. I think the Chargers are going to be good. There's loads of good teams there. On the NFC, and I'm sorry to say this to you, Andre, I think Cowboys, San Francisco will be the final four. I think Dallas are going to be really good this year. Defense, I think they've got the best defense in the league. For me, I personally do. The pass rush is a joke. The secondary is a joke. I'm a bigger Dak Prescott fan than a lot of other people. The one alarm bell going off behind me is like there's a Mike McCarthy siren just in my head. Going, how's that clown going to mess this one up? But I think Cowboys. I think again, it's mad. The 49ers with like the quarterback's like a Mr. Irrelevant, and I still just backed them to get there. They're so deep, and I believe in the coaching and the offense. So I've gone those. I'm pretty happy with the NFC side. But actually, I think those two and the Eagles. They're a clear three from everybody else. The AFC is so tough, but I do believe.
Steve, who did you pick then? the Cowboys versus the 49ers. So there's no Eagles?
No. I don't think...
And you back Mike McCarthy's Dallas Cowboys over the Eagles. And there's no one pointing a gun at your head off camera there.
I know. I very much... That is the blaring alarm. But at some point, the talent just wins out. And I think defensively, I think they're ridiculous. I think, you know, Parsons might be the best player in the league. They're so good. I like Pollard as an upgrade on Zeke Elliott as well. I think he's really, really good. And then the 49ers, again, you could put me or you at quarterback, and I think Kyle Shanahan would get a tune out of us. But that's the thing. I love Philadelphia. I think they're excellent as well. But it's a very sneaky one. I think the best two teams in the NFC both play in that division. I think one will be the seed and one will be the five seed. I think it'll be that tight. But yeah, just I've got a feeling for Dallas this year. I had a feeling last year, Chris, you'll back me up. I had a feeling for the Eagles, how good they were going to be. And I won a bit of money on that. And there's a little sprinkling on Dallas. Put it that way, they're going into this season.
You two jumping off of the Chiefs only after one game, and they haven't got the band to give up.
I never had the Chiefs in mind for the start, and I had it because I was worried about the wide receivers. I genuinely was.
If Travis Kelce would have been there, and then Chris Jones obviously signs this inevitable deal that he's going to be signed, especially after watching it, the downfall, like some evil emperor watching everything go to flames. Now, when those two get back together, like, and then to Kadarius Toney actually performs like he should, if they haven't chased him out of the stadium or out of the state, I think they would have won that game. Not easy, because the Lions are here, you know, permanently, and I definitely respect them. But I can't write off we know better than to write off these guys. These are the new Patriots. We can't write these guys off.
I think those three teams are like destined to battle for a few more years. They've been doing it for a while anyway. It's been like a little triumphant, you know, one versus the other, versus the other. The Bills have played the Chiefs really well anyway, you know, that 13-second game. The Bengals have done really well against the Chiefs AFC title games, getting there all obviously last year they made up for it. I think those three teams are very even, and it's just picking two from three for me. I do worry about the wide receivers for the Chiefs. I was worried about it before last night. Last night kind of half confirmed it as well. I get it. You know, the Tom Brady, New England Patriots thing, if it doesn't matter who you're throwing to, as long as you've got the quarterback. And Mahomes nearly proved that to be right. And you are right to say when Kelce comes back, it's a big difference. But
yeah,
I think you can flip a coin between those three sides. I think they're all very, very equal. It's hard to win back-to-back Super Bowls. It's hard to get back to two back-to-back Super Bowls. It really is. That's why I've gone for it. But you are right. I think if I was ranking like the five best teams in the league, it would be those three, and then it would be Dallas and Philadelphia for me. So
I mean, the fact that you put you haven't even put the Giants over there, despite the fact of what we did to Chris's team, is absolutely appalling. You know, it's a massacre. We came over there and ruled. You know, we own that stadium. I shouldn't be talking all this smack because I've been asking the Vikings for free tickets. So I apologize. I got carried away. It's the start of the season. Let's see if these guys next week change their minds come to their senses, because the band will be back together then. And I'm sure that Chris Jones would have been signed his contract by that point. And it's going to be a different, Kansas City Chiefs. I can't write them off.
Wait, can I ask you what was your pick? Sorry, I didn't.
For mine, for the championship games? Yeah. NFC is kind of difficult to predict, and I'm not going to do a homer pick because it's just unrealistic, and I don't want us to get mullered by the 49ers. But it's the 49ers will beat whoever meets there. Whoever's lucky enough to get to the championship game, 49ers will handle your ass, providing if healthy. If everyone's healthy, they beat everyone in the NFC. But I would say in the AFC, I've got to go with the Chiefs just from past experience. Because at the end of the day, is that they've got a lot of pieces not that big name wide receiver, but you know, they only came a lick away from winning. I'm gonna go with the Bills. I just something about the Bengals I'm never sold on. I think that the last time they got there, just sometimes you have your luck. And because it wasn't a beating that they gave the Chiefs the last time. It was just like, it was a close game. I just feel that Mahomes has got to a level where, you know, he could find ways to win. Like, I just watched this guy. I was jealous because I didn't get him on my fantasy team. I've got Justin. Who have I got? I forgot. I've got too many blooming teams. I don't know. Anyway, I haven't got him as I normally have. Justin Herbert, I've got. That's what I've got. So I'll be putting my...
Burrow's not bad. Just, yeah.
I think you two are sleeping on the Eagles, both of you, to be honest with you. I think Sirianni has built the Eagles up on this, like, everyone's against us sort of underdog mentality, and the way they're going to come back after last season and not winning it, I think the mentality is going to shine from Sirianni down through that, because they're all absolute dogs. They are going to fight tooth and nail for absolutely everything, and they'll feel disrespected. And I'm surprised that both of you haven't got the Eagles in the big game.
Well, mine's personally because of hate, because I hate them. So therefore, that's one thing, you know, just petty, salty hate. That's one. Well, I'm never, ever picking them.
And I can respect that.
Yeah, and then two is because a lot of their players, that all-star team that they had, have moved on to other teams. So therefore, Sirianni is not going to have the easy coaching start that he had. And I've also predicted, which I'm going to do it as well. I'm predicting that Nick Sirianni is going to be on the hot seat, because Philly fans are not going to have it if they're not competitive. And they won't be competitive this year because obviously there's a lot of gaps. That quote master, you know, Jalen Hurts.
Quote master QB.
He won't be using ChatGPT for his quotes before the games anymore. I'm telling you. And then also Sirianni won't be doing any dancing on the side of the field anymore. So that's my early ridiculous, you know, hot seat prediction. The Eagles will not make the NFC championship.
My really, really early hot seat prediction is that you don't get free tickets to the Eagles this season. After that, I mean, there's absolutely no chance. I mean, the Vikings, you might have a slim chance, but there is no way in hell you're going to be able to walk around without a mask on in Philadelphia, because every single one of those fans will be coming for you.
At least they know.
Also, they are the worst fans in the world. Exactly.
Let me tell you a quick Super Bowl story just before I get your ridiculous hot seat predictions. Just now. Now, at the Super Bowl, there's a nice family outside the stadium. Grandpa, kid, you know, grandkids, you know, his daughter, and then the husband were there. Lifetime, you know, goal for people to get a family into the Super Bowl. You know, they were minding their own business from Kansas, eating some food. And then four Eagles fans ran over to them, nearly gave their granddad a heart attack by going, "Go Birds!" And I'm glad that they lost. And I'm glad that Nick Sirianni was crying before the game and he'll be crying after. And I loved it. We're going into my pettiness already. So, Steve, because you don't look prepared at all, I'm going to come to you. What is your early hot seat before we go?
Oh, I think, I don't know if this counts as hot seat, but you very rarely get coaches fired in seasons.
Yeah.
I think that Josh McDaniels doesn't last the season for the Raiders. I think that guy's I think his players hate him. And I think at some point, I think he'll lose that place. I don't think he ends the season as their coach. I think they're very much in the market for an upgrade there. So yeah, that was I've got a little sneaky feeling. I just don't think they're going to be any good. The Raiders. I know there's a lot of Raiders fans in the UK, but I just don't see it. I've never backed that guy. Listen, he was a good OC, and having Tom Brady helps you be a good OC. But he was a rubbish head coach last time, and I've seen nothing this time that makes me think any different.
Chris?
Now, all good predictions are based in absolute hatred. I think we've already established that. Jordan Love is not the starting QB of the Green Bay Packers by the end of the season, because he's absolutely terrible.
Wow. Okay.
I've been hearing nothing but good things.
I know, same, but I just don't like them.
For your boy.
I'm a Vikings fan and he's a Green Bay Packers fan.
This is
pure hatred.
This is irrational thinking?
It's hope more than expectation.
Chris has had 30 years of the Green Bay quarterbacks owning his team, and I think he's
fed up of it.
He couldn't stomach another one.
I am so fortunate to be a Liverpool fan in football, and in American football, I am basically an Everton fan. Nothing but pain each and every weekend. There was about a 2-year period where you could guarantee that we had a chance to win the game with a field goal, and we'd double doink, doink, miss it, everything else. And I'd be up at 4 o'clock in the morning for these games, wondering why I do it to myself. So I can't abide anything to do with the Green Bay Packers. And I just hope that he goes through just the season of being and feeling how I feel every single year as a Vikings fan.
All right. At least we've got this exercise some of our ghosts, and we can actually be a bit more rational moving forward. As you said, as I said earlier, we're going to be coming back every week talking NFL. Let's see if the early season predictions are going to be correct. I'll tell you what, my Nick Sirianni one's going to stay concrete, but the others are maybe interchangeable. But we'll catch you guys next week. Check out more NFL coverage on vergemagazine.co.uk. And there could be some big things coming up, with some big announcements coming up that I will tell you in due course as soon as the ink is dry. I'll catch you guys next time. Peace.